You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. Pretty exciting week this week. We've got John Legend calling in here in just a minute to chat about his new kids record, which is fantastic. But first, They Might Be Giants, Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, a Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined by Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award winner John Legend. How are you today, John?
I'm doing so well. So great to meet you.
It is so great to have you here. Does it still throw you at all when people point out all four awards you've won? Like, did it ever throw you?
Well, I don't know if it throws me, but I feel so grateful, honestly. Whenever I get introduced as an EGOT winner, I know it's a very rare company to be in. There's only, I think, been 18 or 19 in the history of the world. So it's pretty amazing to be part of that very short list. And it just reminds me of how fortunate I've been in my career to work with so many amazing people and do so many fun things.
Yeah, it's been quite a run. We're recording this the day after you performed at the Democratic National Convention with Sheila E. covering Let's Go Crazy. It's quite a stretch of time to have that and this new album coming out. And the new album is called My Favorite Dream. I guess we should talk about that. Produced by Sufjan Stevens. It's out now by the time this is going to air. This is not the first time you've done stuff for kids. I was looking at your filmography. The first time you were apparently ever on TV was, in fact, Sesame Street, like almost 20 years ago. But this is the first full album you've done for family. So how did that end up happening?
Yeah, you know, like you said, I've done Sesame Street a few times and done guest appearances on kids' shows before. And then I wrote a song for SpongeBob, the musical as well, which was, you know, aimed for kids as well. So those are my kind of gentle forays into writing children's music. And then early on, when our first child was born, Luna, Chrissy and I were singing about changing her diaper. And that became like a jingle for a Pampers ad. It was somebody's got a stinky booty. Her name is Luna and she made a poopy. Somebody's got a stinky booty and daddy's gonna clean it up. So again, my gentle forays into writing children's music, that was co-written by Chrissy too, by the way. And so we sing to our kids all the time. Sure. And music is a big part of their lives. Of course, they come to my shows and all that stuff, but also just it's throughout the house. We're always playing music, whether it's music that we listen to all the time or kids' music. And then on the Fisher-Price toys, you know, they have the some of the songs that play on the actual toys. And one of those toys was this little piano kick and play that Esty was playing with. And it had the Maybe Purple Monkey song on there. Okay. And Chrissy was like, you should learn this song and sing it to Esty. She loves it so much. And so I sat at the piano, learned the song, and sang it for Esty. And Chrissy had it recorded and then posted it on her Instagram. And as soon as she posted it, everyone's like, John, you got to record more children's songs. And all of her followers were saying that. And then Fisher Price caught wind of it. And they were literally in the comments like, hey, call us. let's do something together. And then when we started talking to Fisher Price, originally the idea was just to maybe cover a few of their classic songs. But then the songwriter in me wanted to do more.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I want to write some originals. And so I sat here in this room. My piano's behind the laptop camera here. Yeah. And I just sat in this room and started writing songs. I made a kind of a list, a brainstorming list of some of the ideas I wanted to sing about, some of the things we talk to our kids about all the time. And I used that as kind of a thought starter for how I would write the songs for the album. And then I just started sitting at the piano and coming up with ideas. And this is the first album that I've completely written every original song. No co-writes.
Oh, interesting.
Then all me as a writer. And then as I was thinking about who I wanted to produce it, I wanted to work with Sufjan Stevens. I've been a fan of his for like 20 years. And the first album of his that I fell in love with was Illinois. Mm-hmm. I've truly been listening to all of his albums since then and always thought of him as one of my favorite artists, producers, arrangers. I just love the soundscapes that he's able to create. And I never really thought I was going to end up working with him. But when I was finished writing these songs, I was like, who do I want to produce this? And he was literally my only idea. So I was like, I hope he says yes. Who knows if he's going to want to make a children's album with me? Who knows if he's going to want to work with me? Anything. But we reached out to him and I was like, you know, we FaceTimed and talked about what I wanted to do. And he was like, okay, send me the songs and we'll see, you know, how I feel. And he listened to the songs and he got really inspired and wanted to do the project with me. And I was so glad he said yes. And then as I finished the vocal demos, I would send them to him and he would just build out these beautiful, dreamy, whimsical arrangements for every song. And he's in the Catskills, I'm in Los Angeles. So we're just sending tracks back and forth and working with each other that way. But it came out really beautifully, and I'm so glad I was able to work with him on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I was listening to it today, getting ready to chat with you today, and it kind of lopes along in this really nice way. And I don't know if this is going to quite make sense, but it feels like a record that I would have been comfortable on the record player in my parents' house in the 1970s, like when I was growing up. And I don't know if that's what you're aiming for, but it just feels comfortable and friendly.
I wanted it to feel timeless and classic in that way. It's funny you mentioned the 70s. One of the people that was listening to it the other day heard some kind of hints of the Beatles and some of the arrangements. And I won't take any credit for that. That's all Sufjan. But, you know, I think he arranges in such a beautiful way. It's so musical. It's so interesting. There's always these unexpected kind of playful moments throughout the song. It's very... imaginative and I think stimulating for other people's imagination. And I love all of that. And that's really why I wanted to work with him. And I was hoping he would do that. But he even exceeded my expectations.
That's wonderful. Well, thinking, we talked about the 70s and sort of my childhood. I want to ask you about your childhood a little bit before we get into some of the music. Growing up in Ohio, I think, right? I know that music was central to your life from the start, but I'm wondering if there was a particular song, like, or a particular artist, or a particular musical moment that you look back and that was when you said, "Oh, music is what I got to do. That's what I'm doing for the rest of my life."
Well, my life was very interesting because I grew up surrounded by people who made music all the time.
Yeah.
My grandmother was our church organist. My mother was the church choir director. So almost all of my musical exposure as a child was to gospel music. And so I was around people who were making gospel music all the time. But also that was the music that was played in my house most of the time as well, whether it was the Winans or Commissioned or Hezekiah Walker or John P. Key or Edwin Hawkins or Walter Hawkins or James Cleveland. So much of the musical foundation for me and my entire family was gospel music. And so my discovery of music, I always say, was in the womb. But once I came out of the womb, it was going to choir rehearsal every week with my mother and my grandmother. And then those records they would play in the house.
Yeah. So there really wasn't a thing that made you say, music, it was clear, it was always going to be part of your life. Was there a moment that made you say, this has got to be my job too?
Well, once I started going to choir rehearsal with my family, then I was begging to sing in the choir. I was like, I want to sing.
Yeah.
And once I got up there, I just felt so lifted by the experience of being in front of people singing. It felt very affirming. It felt empowering. I was shy otherwise, but when I got up there making music, it made me feel like I could connect with anybody. And once I started having that feeling, I never wanted it to go away. So it made me want to keep making music. And at a pretty young age, I knew I wanted to make music for a living.
Yeah, that's wonderful. This is a little bit off topic for Children's Radio Show, but like, I'm not sure exactly how religious I am, but the closest I am anytime is when I'm in a group of people singing. There's something about that that is just spectacular.
Well, I think that music is the closest to feeling like closer to the divine that we can get is through music. And I'm not sure how religious I am either, but I grew up in that, and I know how powerful music is to that experience. And without the music, I don't think the church experience would work for a lot of people. But with that music, it's such a powerful thing.
That's exactly right. Well, the new album is called My Favorite Dream. It's out right now on streaming services. I don't know if is there going to be a physical release or is it digital only?
Yes, we're going to do a vinyl release, and I assume they'll do CDs too. I don't know if people still buy CDs.
But I don't even. Vinyl would be great.
But we're going to do a vinyl release for sure. It just takes a lot longer because of manufacturing. But the streaming is out now, so everybody can get it digitally. And hopefully it brings a lot of joy and love to everybody, as much joy and love that was brought to us by making it.
Well, let's choose one song to come out of the sound. What should we play for the kids right now?
Oh, let's play the first single. It's like the perfect anthem to introduce people to the album. It's called L-O-V-E.
It's wonderful. We'll hear it right now. John Legend's been a delight to chat. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Take care.
L-O-V-E, love, it's easy to spell. And if you know it for yourself, then everybody else, well, they can tell. When L-O-V-E, love, gets into your heart, it sparkles like a star. And everyone can see how bright you are. Because love, love, love makes you feel better. Love, love, love keeps us together. Love, love, love warm like a sweater. Aren't you glad to know that you've got love? L-O-V-E, love, it's my favorite word. It sings out like a bird, the sweetest song I've heard, sweeter than dessert. And L-O-V-E, love, it don't cost a thing. It's free for you and me. So you'll give love, and I'll give love, and we all can give our love, love, love. Makes you feel better, love, love, love. Keeps us together, love, love, love. Warm like a sweater, aren't you glad to know that you've got love, love, love. Makes your day brighter, love, love, love. Glows like a fire, love, love, love. Aren't you inspired to live? And if you know it for yourself, you can give it out as well. So everybody else feels love, love, love.
That is the lead-off single from John Legend's new family album. The song's called Love, L-O-V-E. And what a delight to talk to him. What a genuine, open, warm human being. That was just great. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and the grown-ups. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. New music here from a band out of California called Little Coyotes. It's their first album for kids. The song is called Looking Out My Window. New music on Spare the Rock.
Thank you. you are above.
Tomorrow I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
It's back to school time for most listeners in most of the places that air us. And that's a song that feels like going back to school. It's the White Stripes, We're Gonna Be Friends, here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. I'm Bill Childs with you every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. And we're at the point in the show, friends, when I need your help. Here is what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly I can hear you here in the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool, but louder than that. Like, I didn't really yell. That was kind of a fake yell. You got to do a real yell. Okay. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? Again, real yell, folks. I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they
rock.
Back to school, for some reason, for me, makes me think of Rush. It's the spirit of radio.